Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Why would you leave one you loved? Because you decide, I want this one more. I know it's quiet, but this is reality, isn't it? Why would you leave God? Because you want something else more. Listen to what happened to Solomon. Because it's a perfect example of what we're talking about. In the beginning days of Solomon's reign as king, he loved God with all of his heart. The scripture said, you're in 1 Kings 3:3, says Solomon loved the Lord. If the Bible says somebody loved the Lord, what do you know?
They loved the Lord.
They loved the Lord. Walking in all the statutes of David, his father, only he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. Well, that's not to other gods, but they were doing some things to God in other places other than what he designated. But 2 Samuel, don't turn there, but 2 Samuel 12:24 says the Lord loved Solomon. And man, if you read what Solomon did in the beginning days of his reign, you never heard of such offerings as what he offered to the Lord. You talk about over the top. You talk about out of the box, blowing the top off of all the records. And why did he do that? Nobody told him he had to do that. We know why he did it. Why? He loved God. And God loved him. And we see the manifestation of the scripture. God manifested himself to Solomon. He appeared to him twice. In night visions. We'd call them dreams, but night visions. And one of them, he came to Solomon. And Solomon had given him like a $50 million offering that day. Go back and read it. Add it up. It's just, you talk about over the top. And the Lord said, Solomon, what can I do for you, boy? What do you want me to do? Wow.
Wow, right.
The creator of the heavens and the earth comes to you in the night and says, what can I do for you?
Oh, wow.
What do you want me to give you? And you know what he says? He said, God, here I am like a little child. I'm ruler over your people. I need your help to rule your people the way you want me to rule them, to take care of them and lead them. And it pleased the Lord. He said, you didn't ask for riches. You didn't ask for the life of your enemies. You didn't ask for long life. You asked for this. Well, that's because he loved God. He wants to please God. He wants to serve him. He says, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you wisdom like nobody else has ever had. And I'm going to give you the riches you didn't ask for. And I'm going to give you the long life if you'll stay with me. And I'm going to protect you from your enemies. Oh, how many believe if you put God first and seek His kingdom first, all these other things will be added to you. And it was so wonderful. Man, they built the magnificent temple of the Lord, cost billions of dollars. Talk about sparing no expense. And they put away all the idols. They got rid of all the junk and the perversion out of the midst of the land, all the witchcraft and all the perverted sin and all that junk. And man, it was looking good. And it was good. And they had peace. And wealth flowed to them like rivers. And peace and prosperity. And that you wish that's how the story ended. And they lived happily ever after. But go to the 11th chapter. 1 Kings 11. 1 Kings 11:1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said to the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you, for surely, what'll happen? What'll happen? They will turn away your heart after their gods. People have goofy ideas about what's sin and what's not sin, and does it matter, does it not? There's a lot of things you and I don't need to be a part of. Amen. We don't need to see it. We don't need to hear it. We don't need to go in there. We don't need to participate in it. Amen. And you know one of the big reasons why we don't need to? You might like it. Amen. Come on. Something about it you might like, and if you start to spend more time with it, it could lead you away from your God. See, Solomon was one of the wisest men that's ever been on the planet. And I'm sure he thought he could handle it. He knows what's true and what's not. God's appeared to him twice. He knows God, and he loves God. But nobody can handle disobeying God and dabbling with sin and playing with the ungodly. Nobody can handle that. And it got worse, and it got worse. And Solomon did what in verse 2? He clave unto these in love. That's the same word, to stick to, like glue. Look at verse 4. It came to, his wives turned away his heart, verse 3 said. And it came to pass, verse 4, when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, their gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God as the heart of David his father. And verse 9 says the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared to him twice. And God can be grieved. Just like we can be grieved if people we love forsake us and love somebody else. Yeah. Somebody said, well, you're trying to make him like us. No, he made us like him. Amen. Amen. And to the point, listen to Hosea 4:17. Don't turn there. But listen to this, Hosea 4:17. Ephraim of God's people, he said this, Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him alone. He didn't want me. They don't want me. Let them have their idols. Wow. Leave them alone. Let them do what they want to do. They forsook me. They left me. I'm going to read you a verse that a lot of people would like to just ignore in the scriptures. But it's the truth. The Bible warns us that he that's joined unto the Lord is one spirit. It's beyond being one flesh. 1 Corinthians 16:22. Thank you, Lord. Can we afford to dabble with things the Lord told us to stay out of? Stay away from. What's the real danger? Not just that we might mess up and make a mistake. Not that God wouldn't forgive us. The danger is that we could follow it far enough to decide we want to leave God and not ask Him to forgive us and not try to be reconciled. That's the danger. Look at this. Am I reading the New Testament? 1 Corinthians 16:22. Paul said, if any man, what? Love not the Lord Jesus Christ, what? Let him be anathema, and then he said, Maranatha. Look at the New Living Translation. New Living Translation. If anyone does not love the Lord, that person is cursed. Why? There is no blessing apart from the Lord. You forsake Him, you leave Him, you're not going to be blessed. You've left the blessing. Because you've left the blesser. And in the Amplified says it like this. If anyone does not love the Lord, he shall be accursed. Then he said, our Lord will come. Do we love His appearing?
Amen.
Are we looking forward to His coming?
Yes, sir.
Let's make up our mind.
Yes, sir.
Come on, say it out loud. It'll help you to say it out loud. Say it out loud. I don't love the world.
I don't love the ungodly.
I don't love sin,
wrongdoing,
perversion,
rebellion,
disobedience, the flesh.
I love my God.
I love the Lord Jesus with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I want to be with you, Lord.
I draw close to you.
I cling to you.
I cleave to you.
I am stuck
to you.
Hallelujah. How stuck are we? It's an everlasting covenant, which means next year I'm still stuck. A century from now, still stuck.
Hallelujah.
10 millennia from now, you want to find me? Look for Jesus. I'll be right there somewhere close by. Come on, are y'all with me? Why? Because we are stuck together in an everlasting covenant. I am His, He is mine. Hallelujah. His banner over me is love. Oh, blessed be God. Do you want the Lord to be more real to you? Do you want Him to reveal Himself and manifest Himself to you? Is it, are we just waiting on Him, or can we initiate it? We can initiate it. And we do it by loving Him more, drawing closer to Him, and seeking His will more than ever. He said, He that loves me, wherever I am, you'll find my servant. That's where He's going to be. My Father will love Him, and we'll manifest ourselves to Him. Close your eyes. Pray it out loud if you believe it. Father God,
I do love you.
I do love the Lord Jesus.
I love your Holy Spirit.
I love your Holy Word.
I love your Holy Church.
Your people that you love.
Your sons and daughters
that are the apple of your eye.
I love them too.
Because I love you.
Thank you
for becoming more real to me,
even this very day,
and more so tomorrow,
in Jesus' name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. 9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.